here in the sense that missing the voice of God and running when God tells you not to run and standing still when God says to run. When you miss the voice of God, God says run, you stand still. God says stand still, you run. So we went over the still small voice, being able to hear the voice of God. Weak and downtrodden after God had performed a great and mighty miracle. Tonight the message that we want to deal with is after the miracle, beware of the voices. You know, and as I was preparing, I said, wow, it also applies to our church. After the miracle, beware of the voices. Amen. And we're going to stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from Acts chapter 1. Actually, we're going to highlight portions of it, but then we're going to come back and deal with it more in depth. Okay, so we're going to highlight half portions of it, and then we're going to come back and deal with more of it. Actually, we're going to start off reading in verse 22 of Acts chapter 5, so you don't have to stand for the whole reading, starting in chapter 11. We'll start in verse 22, and then we'll go back. Verse 11 of the fifth chapter. Do we all have it? Can we say amen? And for those that do not have it, it is where? On the screen. So verse 22 reads, but when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found me shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the door, but when he had opened, he found no man within. Now when the high priest and the captains of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of themselves whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the man whom he put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then when the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you that we should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God. Amen. May the Lord have blessed the reading of the word of the church said.
The word of the Lord.
Bless all and may be seated. Amen. Lord, and we're going to read further. The Lord had performed a great miracle. Amen. In verses 1 through verses 9 and 10, they deal with Ananias and Sapphira, who lied to the Holy Ghost. And because they lied to the Holy Ghost, the Bible said they lied. They thought they were deceiving men. But it was the word of God, and God got angry. Amen. And he pronounced judgment. So they died on the spot because they were not lying to men, but the scriptures, they were lying to the Holy Ghost. Alright? So then that brings us up to verse 11. Amen. After Ananias had died and they buried him, verse 11 says, and great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostle were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were with one accord in Solomon's porch. So after this, God begins performing miracles. Right? After Ananias and Sapphira, the Lord uses the apostles to perform miracles. How many know when God does something, the devil is never happy? Right? When God does something, and this is where the church misses the mark. After God moves mightily, after God has performed many miracles, we let our guards down. That's when the devil is the angriest. And that's when you hear all the voices that seem to be coming against you. Amen? It says, And of the rest, there's no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitude both of men and women. Why? Because they saw that God was moving. Amen. A lot of times we say, what do we need to do for our revival? Just get God in the midst. Right. When people see God in the midst, when our lives reflect God, our work habits reflect God, our testimony reflect God, people will come when they see God. Amen. So they saw God and they were added. And so much that they brought forth the sick in the streets. This is how mightily God was moving. And laid them on beds and couches that at least the shadow. And anybody want a shadow delivery ministry? Lord, if I could just walk by my shadow. Just his shadow falling on, overshadowing them, healed them. This is how mightily God was moving. Peter didn't even have to say anything. Their faith was of such that just his. Can we say shadow? Just, Lord, just give me a shadow deliverance. Lord, give me a shadow healing. They didn't even speak to Peter. They just said, if I can just give him his shadow. This is how mightily God is moving. Now, if God is moving, you think the devil's happy? Right? Amen. We keep going. We'll find out. And so much that they brought forth the sick in the street and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them that were vexed with unclean spirit, and they were healed. They were healed.
Everyone.
Not some. This is God. If God, even if they heal, then God is what?
Good. Amen.
God is performing what? Miracles. Do you think the devil's going to just sit back and say, you just keep going? Yeah, I'm not going to give you no option. Right? So after the miracle, beware of voices. Right? Because the devil is going to stir up something. It's like when we get our personal deliverance, we be up on such a high. And then we get shocked when the devil causes a disturbance. And the Bible says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you and those some. You're supposed to be watching and praying. Hallelujah. Because you can be assured after the blessing, the devil will start what? Messing. That's what they say. I don't say that. That's what they say. But there's probably a true saying. Let's keep going. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with them, which is the sect of the Sadducees, that were filled with
indignation.
Why are you going to be upset because somebody got healed? Yeah, let's think of the logic of this. This is how the devil does. Why would you be upset because God healed people that were sick? What are you upset about? Because the horses don't like the miracle. Right? The devil uses the voices to try to destroy the work of the miracles. So when you're moving, the devil's objective is to shut you up. After Elijah had called fire from heaven, after Elijah had called for rain as the heavens rained 3.5 years, the devil's next objective was to send Jezebel to shut him up. Right? Because God had performed a miracle. The devil's desire, as God uses you, is to disqualify you in the eyes of the people. So don't be shocked because something happened. I got a miracle and I'm a blessing. Yes, the devil is still the devil.
Yes.
Well, how do we know that? Now, let's just go to, let's go back to Genesis. I'm going to come back here for a minute. Genesis, the Bible says that when after God created Adam, he said, it's not good that man should be alone. The woman said, well, what about me? No, we're going back to the beginning. Sharon, you smile. You like that one, huh? The Bible said, it's not good that man should be alone. So God said, I'm going to make him a somebody to help him. Not hinder him, not hold him back, not distract him, but what? Help him. So God performed a miracle. He puts Adam to sleep and he performs the first surgery. He takes a rib, and out of the rib he makes a woman. Right? After he makes a woman, Adam looks at her and says, bone of called woman. The scripture said, therefore shall a man leave. A man shall
leave.
People get messed up, but they get married to sin all. You're not supposed to get married till you can
leave.
If you're not in a position to leave, then don't get
married.
That's how it used to be. Today is a new day, right? It's a new day. You just get married and stay home forever. Until your parents keep out, but they're supposed to leave. So then after that, God gives Adam a command. He says, you are to dress and keep all of the garden. They didn't say you couldn't touch the tree in the garden. He said, but do not what? Eat of the tree that's in the midst of the garden. That's chapter 2. Chapter 3, the devil steps into the sea. Now God had told, he had performed a miracle in giving Adam a mate, right? Wasn't that a miracle? He made a mate out of a rib, out of nothing. He made a woman. So they have a miracle. Then God, after the miracle, speaks directly to Adam and says, do not eat of the tree that's in the midst of the garden. So then the devil deceives the woman, and they're divorced. After the miracle, there's a what? Divorce. Well, what's the desire, the purpose of divorce? To make them disobey God. That was the only objective. God has just done something that the world has never seen. First, never seen it. A miracle of miracles. Even the angels looked and beheld it. What a miracle. And not only was it a natural miracle, it was a spiritual miracle, because the marriage of the man and the woman was a shadow and type of the marriage of the church. Because we are the bride of Christ. So the angels look in astonishment. The devil is shocked. So the devil said, this is a miracle. I have to do something to break this miracle. I have to do something to destroy this blessing. So what does he do? He uses a voice. After he was able to trick the woman into eating, then the woman says to her husband, gave to her husband, and he didn't eat. But which voice should have been listened to? Right. But there was another voice. After the miracle, beware of the voices. And then after Adam ate, because God had given him a specific command, their eyes were not opened after Eve ate, because it says in Corinthians she was in transgression. But Adam was in sin because he willfully disobeyed God. After that willful disobedience, then he opened the eye, then he had the knowledge of good and evil. But then God comes in the garden in the cool of the day, and he said, Adam, where art thou? And he said, well, we hid ourselves. He said, wait a minute. Only way that you could hide yourself is that did you eat of the tree? Adam, you had no knowledge of good and evil. You were in innocence. You didn't know anything. What? How do you know this? He said, Adam, did you eat of the tree that I told you? He didn't put it this way. Let me just bring it to y'all's understanding. Right? He said, did you eat of the tree that I told you not to eat? He said, it's the woman. She gave me and I didn't eat. What God was concerned with was which voice she had listened to. So after the miracle, there was a what? There was a voice. After God performs whatever he performs in your life, beware of the voices. All right? Let's go back to chapter 5 again. It says, then the high priest rose up, verse 17, and all they that were with him, which is the second of Sarah Satan, were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison door. So God performed miracles, then he performed even greater miracle. Because they were shut up in prison. But God said, not so. He sent the angel and opened the doors, all right, and brought forth and said, go stand and speak in all in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Now, a lot of us, when
we're in these precarious, this is called a precarious situation. What makes it precarious? Because they were in prison, and they were in prison for preaching the word of God. When the angel delivered them, if that was us, we would not have gone back and preached. Honestly, I'm delivered, healed, free, whatever you want to say. Right? I am not going back to preach. Which voice? Right? God, which voice do you listen to? If I go back and preach, I just got put in prison for preaching. So what's going to happen now? If that was us, they say, I learned my lesson. Right? Seriously. How many of you? We are, the Bible says, live with a man subject to like passions that we are. But when you hear the voice of God, even though there's a danger, you still do what God says. So the angel said, go and preach. I'm just asking you, just for your consideration, what would you do right about now? Go back to the same place that just got me in prison? Then why did they say, leave? We ought to obey God rather than man, amen. He said, go and stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. Let's go down to verse 22. It says, then the guard, when they found the prison as empty, but when the officers came and found them lying in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the door, but when we had opened, we found no man. And said, everything was as it should have been, but God performed a mighty miracle. Right? Even though they had all those guards and the prison shut up, God delivered them. A miracle. That's a miracle, right? And the guards, they said, where are they at? It's like, God performed a miracle. But the devil still wasn't satisfied. Right? Because after the miracle, there still will be voices. What are the voices intended to do? To discourage you and to get you to disobey God. Amen? So it says, verse 24, then when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted themselves where this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison, we are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they, God had magnified the apostles so much that they were afraid to go just take them by force. Because of how mightily, can we say mightily? God was moving so mightily, they were in indignation. But they still were afraid of the people as they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we? You keep doing all these miracles. Didn't we tell you to stop? Right? Because God is performing miracles, so there are voices. These voices are intended to discourage, to get them to do what? Disobey God in our miracles and in our blessings. How many voices have there been that tried to get us to disobey God? Amen? Same verse. They said, behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with all your doctrine, intend to bring this man blood upon us. Then Peter and the apostles answered and said,
we ought to obey God rather than man.
There were two sets of voices. Right? After the miracle, there were two sets of voices. Which voice do you listen to? And you can be guaranteed after God does what he's going to do, there's always going to be a voice. Now, that's bad. Let's go to St. John chapter 11. Let's go to St. John chapter 11. This gets even worse. This is the Lord himself performing a miracle. But how many know the devil is never satisfied?
John 1 all the way up to John 44 is when the Lord raises Lazarus from the dead. After he had been dead,
4 days.
That is a
miracle.
Amen? Anybody who's been dead 4 days and come back to life, we know that is a
miracle.
And that's why that's one of our pivotal scriptures, believing God against the odds. When the odds are stacked against you, when everything else that says no, God will still say
yes.
When God is on your side and everything is stacked against you, somebody said, ain't nobody been dead for 4 days and came out the grave. But when God is on your side, when God is fighting your battles, when God is making ways, the devil has to back. Listen, death has no power over you. If God is fighting your battles, nothing can have power over you. When God, so God performs a miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead. At that time, the world and everybody should have been excited and shouting because nothing like this had ever taken place in history. Nothing had ever taken place like this. There was a resemblance of that when they threw the man in Elijah's grave and the man rolled up. But I'm saying to come back to life and stay alive and stay amongst the people, it had never happened, right? So verse 45 says, then many of the Jews which came to Mary, 45. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen what Jesus did believed on him. But some of them, when you got when some people, somebody's encouraged by the miracle, they're still divorced. After the miracle, there are voices. So there's one group that's excited about what God has done. But then there's another group that has a negative voice. Amen? But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Now listen to this next scripture, which is like astounding in itself. This is what the Pharisees, the Sadducees and the chief priests. Listen to what they said. They gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees and counsel and said, What do we? For this man, is there something wrong with him? A miracle comes from? But after the miracle, there's still voices. Right? Because the voices are never convinced that God is God. How do you know say this man is doing many miracles? And you still, a miracle comes from where? God. A miracle comes from God, but they are angry because of a
miracle.
That's the devil. After the miracle, and this is where the church really falls short. We fail to watch. Right? Because there will be voices. Hey, go to Colossians. We're going to come back to this. We're going to come back to verse 47 in 1 minute. Go to Colossians chapter 2, I believe it's verse 8. It's either 8 or 9. The voices are always intended to get you to think like man, to get you to reason like man, to get you to use the wisdom of this world. And the Bible said, the wisdom of this world is contrary to the wisdom of God. So the devil, and this is where we mess up. We know what God says through the Spirit, through His Word, and the Bible said these things are revealed by, the deep things are revealed unto us by God's Spirit, because the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. But then it says, what man knows the things of man, save the Spirit of man which is in man? So even so, no man knows the things of God, but by the Spirit of God. But God has not given us the spirit of the world. Right? God didn't give us the spirit of the world, but He gave us the spirit that leads and guides us into all truth. Amen. So verse 8, the voices. What do the voices want to do? God has performed a miracle. Elijah,
he just sent fire from heaven
on all that water.
They poured up so much water that it filled all the trenches where the altar was at. Because God sent the fire. Did you ever read that scripture? Listening. When God sent the fire on the altar, not only did it drop the water, but it licked up, it burned up the stones, and then the dust. You know what? When God finished, everything was just clean. Read it. He didn't just lick up the water, but the stones and the dust and the ashes, when he finished, wasn't nothing there. Then she said, whoa, what kind of God is this? The people said, oh, the Lord, he is God. We ain't seen nothing like this before. Then he said, rain for 3.5 years, but they still doubted. Why? Because of the voices. Amen. So the scripture said, beware lest any man, that means deceive you, it means to trick you, it means to lead you away in error. Beware lest any man spoil you through what? Philosophy is the wisdom of this world. It's gnosis or the Gnostics. The Gnostics said all things are matter. This is what Gnosticism taught. All things are matter. And because all matter is evil, they said that Jesus was not real. This is what Gnostics taught. And they said because Jesus was not real, he could not have died and rose from the grave. So this is what wisdom of the philosophers were teaching, because they were the Gnosis, G-N-O-S-S, which were the Gnostics, which taught that man is God. Right? So it should be well as any man spoil you and teach that man is God. Right? How? After what?
The tradition of man.
Their voices. Which voice as a church do we listen to? After the tradition of men, after the what?
The business of the world.
So this is teaching contrary to God and not after
Christ.
So there are two sets of voices. There's the voice of Christ, and then there's the voice of
the world.
Christ leads us to truth and eternal life. The voice of the world will lead us to destruction and damnation. The voice of the world will spoil or deceive us. Many voices. Now you would think after Jesus performed the greatest miracle ever known to mankind, everybody should have been excited. But they weren't. So after the miracle, beware the voices. Amen. Now verse 48 says, if we let him thus alone, all men, what is he doing to you? Why are you doing it so personally? If we leave him alone, because there's a miracle. And the devil wants to discredit everything God does in our lives. This is the Lord himself. This is God. He's trying to discredit. Do you think he's going to take you lightly? After our miracle, beware of the voices. Amen. It says, the Romans shall come and take away both our place and the nation. Now skip down to verse 53. Oh, they just said, all he's doing is doing what? Performing miracle after miracle. What's wrong with doing good? Is there anything, anybody know? Is there anything, can you find fault with doing something good? But there is a voice that does not like the miracle. Verse 53 says, then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him
to death.
Why are you going to kill him? Because the voices are never persuaded by the miracle. And you can be guaranteed for one thing. If they went after Jesus, after his miracles, be assured they're coming after you. They're coming after us. So after the miracle, now let's go to Acts chapter 4 and verse 1. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. I'm staying on course. Y'all don't be looking to watch the shows. Don't discourage it, brother. Amen. Acts chapter 4, verse 1 is after chapter 3, after Peter and John heals a man in the temple that had been lame for 40 years. Isn't there something to be excited about? The man was rejoicing, but everybody else got mad. So once again, God performs a miracle. But the voices. You ever get healed and you're on a mountain high and then somebody tells a lie and say something that's not true? What do you do? You know what God has done in you. You know what God has done for you. Why are you listening to the voice? You're not talking secondhand nature. You're not talking about what you heard. You're talking about what I know. If you know what God has done, why are you listening to the voices? Why are you alive? God has just done something for me. Somebody said, God has done so much for me. And I cannot tell it all. But then a voice comes and you clam up. You crawl in a cave somewhere like Elijah, running for your life. Don't you know what God has done for you? If you know what he's done, why are you listening to the voices? I'm not Pope Joseph, I've heard of him, but I hear in the ear. He said, well, now I in my eyes have seen what God has done. If you see what God has done, stop listening to God. The devil is trying to do everything to destroy your faith. Believe God. Be assured of one. If he did it to Jesus, he'll do it to you. You're not going to escape. But the problem today is our focus has been marred. You know, as we went up on Sunday, we talked about having spiritual hearing aids so we can hear more than we've been hearing. You ever, anybody ever looked at binoculars before? You looked at binoculars, even though they bring things in close, they can still be blurred. So you have to do what? Focus it. There's a whole lot of things that's way out that God has brought in, but some of us have not turned on our spiritual focus. All right. So we can see the outlay, we can see the silhouette of what it is, but we cannot see clearly what it is because our spiritual eyes are out of focus. So it's so important that we bring these spiritual eyes into focus. Well, wouldn't I bring my spiritual eyes into focus? Somebody said, my hope is built on but Jesus. Anybody know my hope is built on? We got to bring it into focus. When I bring it into focus, I don't care if the demons around me hill are doing anything. I got my eyes fixed on Jesus. I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. No turning back. No turning back. The cross. I think Elder Gibbs or my wife, one talks on
spoke once on toxic environments. You know what happens when you get in a toxic environment? You get sick or it will kill you. Anybody remember Love Canal up in Buffalo years ago? Y'all heard of that? Look, y'all know Love Canal? Y'all do history? Y'all read newspapers?
No.
All right. Years ago, Love Canal, they were dumping all these pollutants, toxic stuff in the area, and all the people were winding up with cancer because the environment was toxic. Right? It was polluted. They were like those PCBs, all the stuff that was not good. They were dumping it in this area because they were building houses. And people were building houses and drinking the well water and stuff. And everybody was getting sick and dying because the environment was toxic. So when you're in a toxic environment, either you can stay in an environment and die, or you can do what? Get out of it. Anything that's toxic in your environment, you need to get rid of it. All right, I gotta get going. My time is running up. I know this is a school night. Parents are like, I ain't coming out no more because my kids didn't make it to school. How you doing this? This sounds all right, but what happens when they have basketball games? You go out and tell them about it. Never mind. Let's stay. Somebody said, can you stay on course? Basketball. I didn't say that. Okay. All right, verse chapter 4 is the God performed one of the greatest miracles. Verse 1 reads, and they spake unto the people, the priests, and the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them. Men grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection of the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word, all you have to do is just, you know what, I'll just put the word out. God does the rest. Amen. Just put the word out. God does the rest. Many of them believed, and of the number of them was about, a man was about. So it was 5,000 men, but guess what? There was some women and children there too. Right? So God, because they what? Just believe the word. Amen. A lot of times, today, we get into the gimmicks. And I heard one of the pastors say, we get gimmicks and say, people speak in tongues and say today and go tomorrow. Because he said, pastors are more interested in tabs and the numbers. He said, I got them to be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, but how can they stay? Right? Doesn't do any good unless they really are saved. Amen. We don't want to just pass the numbers. We want people to be saved. But because they believe God, who added to the church? Who added to the church? God added to the church 5,000 men, and then they moved the women. Amen? So we bless God for that. Amen? So we keep going. And they laid hands on them and put them in the hole. Verse 5. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Ananias the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and all of those who were against. And when they set them in the midst, they asked them, verse 7, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter filled the Holy Ghost, said unto them. Then Peter filled with the what?
Holy Ghost.
If you just go in the Holy Ghost, you ain't got to worry about nothing the devil is going to do. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Then Peter filled. Ah, Lord, just filled me. Said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed, it wasn't a bad deed, it was a good deed, done to the one impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it done known unto all, to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. The stone which was set in naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner, neither is there
salvation.
Neither is there what?
Salvation.
Salvation, for there is
none other name
under heaven
just as it plainly is, there is no other name. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and His name. The Father, Hebrews 9:27, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So the only one that died was the Father did not die. The Holy Ghost did not die. So we apply those things in the baptism for you to get it right, ain't no blood applied. But without the shedding of blood, there is. But Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the. You want your sins remissed? You better get in Jesus. There ain't no charge for that. Verse 13 said, then when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And behold, now this is what we want to really pay particular attention to. Beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say, but how many of them, even after the miracle, they're still voices. They said, wow, we can't say nothing because he said that. Yeah, that should have been the beginning and the end. The book should have closed, the chapter should have ended. They said they couldn't say. But how many of the devil is finished? He's finished. Amen. Could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For they are notable. They said it's a miracle. Miracles come from, it is what kind of miracle? A notable miracle, a miracle comes from God, has been done by them, is manifest to all. Why are you still talking? Why are you speaking against what they're doing? When you see, and you're seeing, everybody can see. Because after the miracle, beware of, there's still going to be voices. Amen. After the miracle, but let it spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they don't speak in this. Wait a minute. So you said, God has done all of this, but we still are determined to stop them. When God is beginning to move, the devils will always find a sign. That's why in the book of Revelation, he said, I got the keys of the death of hell living. I got the keys of David. He said, God opened it then. No man shut it. God shut it then. Who got the keys? If God got the keys, why are we so afraid of what man can do? Beware of the voices. The voices will discourage you every time. Can I get an amen? Verse 18 said, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. He said, well, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. They were bold. Amen. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of
people.
Everybody is excited because of the miracle. But still there are voices. After God has done what he's done in your life, beware of the voices. You said, I thought you would be happy for me. The devil can use anybody.
Yes.
The devil will use anybody.
Yes.
God allows that to happen to test your faith and to test your steadfastness. So after the miracle, you got to beware of the voices. Amen. He says, so when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all men. Is that a bad thing? Everybody's glorifying God? And everybody's upset because of the miracle? Right? And the next verse said, for the man that received the miracle was above 40 years. So they're glorifying God. because of the miracle, but then there's still voices. Amen. We're going to finish up here, and this is where we're going to stop for the night. All right. It says that being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God. Forget about the threats. Forget about the voices. Let God be God. The Bible says, let God be true. Let God be true. If God's going to be true in every man's life, there's more than one voice. If God is true and a man is a liar, there's more than one voice speaking to your circumstances. Which voice are you going to obey? Which voice are you going to listen to? God is moving. God is blessing. And I heard some Paul said, forgetting the things that are behind. It's time for us in the church to go forward. Not just locally, but globally and universally, the church has to go forward. But we can't go forward because we can't get beyond yesterday and all of the sufferings and the pains of the past. Amen? So they glorify God. And Paul goes on, Peter goes on to say these things. And then drop down to verse 28. Actually, verse 29. We just got a couple more verses. We got 29, 30, 31. And now, Lord, this is the apostles after the voices. After the miracle, after the voices, you have to make a decision. You have to decide which direction, who are you going to follow? Who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to man or are you going to listen to God? You have to make a decision. It's a miracle. Who performs miracles? But which force are we going to listen to? Beware of? You know, John said it this way. John said there are many spirits that are going out into the world. And as a church, as individuals in our salvation, it's our responsibility, it says, try the spirits to see whether they be of God or not. Many spirits and many voices, but it's our personal responsibility to try the voices. You mean you got to test it? Wait a minute. I hear that, but there is not a scripture in the whole Bible that supports that train of thought. So if there's no scriptures to support it, then it has to be in error. So I can't follow something that what Peter said, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. If you haven't seen it in the word, if you haven't heard it in the word, then don't follow. That's the simplest test. I don't know what to do. Look for it in the word of God. If it ain't in there, don't do it. Say, I'm not sure, then don't do nothing. Right, that's why God told the children of Israel, he said, be still. Sometimes we're running and God is saying, be still and know. Amen. I didn't find the answer here. I go there, be still and know that I'm God. Amen. Let me finish here because my time is slipping away. Well, slipped away. 29 says, and then Lord, go then, friend, grant us thy servant to thy servant, that with all boldness that we may, all boldness, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders be done. He said, keep performing the miracles. Even though we've been threatened not to, God, you keep performing the miracles by thy holy child, name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they have isn't that the best way to finish up the threats? Isn't that the best way to overcome voices? After they heard all the voices and the threats and what they want to do, he said, and when they had prayed, the place was somebody said, we need some shape. You don't get it unless you learn to pray. Even through the threats, pray your way. Even through the confusion, pray your way through it. Glorify God in the midst of it.
happens when things go bad for us, we shut up. We stop praying. We stop reading our Bible. We stop church. We stop coming to church. We even say,
"No, I'm just not one of the people like to be around people."
I like what the apostles did after they prayed. They went around the people, right? Right? They didn't go somewhere in the corner die because they had a mission and a purpose. What is our mission? What is our purpose? What are we doing after the miracle? What voice are we listening to? You can be assured the devil's going to. If he did it to Jesus, the devil's going to do it to you.
Yes.
Amen. It said that the plans were shaken together, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and spake the word of God.
Oh. And let us stand. That's enough for tonight. Amen. I don't want to discourage y'all on Wednesday nights. But it's time for us to rise up and be counted among the victors. Losing battles. God keeps performing miracle after miracle. By the mere fact that most of us are saved and we know our past, it's a miracle. But even if God performing a miracle, we keep listening to negative, toxic, destructive voices that intend to deceive us and rob us of the blessings that God has for us. Blessings come from who? The Bible says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich.
And also
sorrow. God will have sorrow. So, I have a mess with that, but how many times do you say, God has blessed me? Right?
One thing, we can fool everybody, but you cannot fool God.
in your heart.
God said,
man judges the outward appearance. But tonight, God is judging hearts, minds.
God, listen, one thing, God hates ugly. God does not like ugly. God does not like the works of the flesh, because the works of the flesh come back opposed to the works of the Spirit. When you're in the flesh, ugly. When you're in the Spirit, the Bible says there's joy and peace. Right? That's the Spirit. Joy and peace. If you don't have no joy and peace, where is your Holy Ghost? You're miserable all the time. That ain't God. God does not operate in misery. God does not operate in confusion, because God is not the author. So if there's a lot of confusion and there's no peace and there's no joy, there ain't no Holy Ghost. So if you want the Holy Ghost, you got to get it right. Okay, let's say praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.